Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 11th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 8.5 cents, closing at 448. November beans up 4.5 cents, closing at 917.25. And September wheat up 16.75 cents, closing at 521.5. Obviously a strong day in the corn and the wheat. July corn was up as much as 13.5 cents. It goes off the board tomorrow. July wheat was up 24.5 cents. Again, it goes off the board as well. I don't know how you can squeeze a commodity with a carryout of 2 billion bushels out there, but they're doing it. July corn only closed a quarter cent under the December. It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow upon expiration. Corn production came in at 13,875. That was 195 million more than the June report. I don't know how they do that. They left the yield unchanged. Maybe they think there's more corn acres out there. I don't know. It makes absolutely no sense. It sounds bearish, but corn rallied 18 cents off its lows. So go figure. The soybean production was 3.845. That was almost 305 million under the June number. They left the yield virtually, well, they were down a bushel an acre on the yield, which would account for part of the breakdown. But obviously, there's some adjustment for acres in there. So that should have been really bullish, in my opinion. And yet the beans only closed up 4.5 cents here today. The corn carryouts, the June estimate on corn was 1675. It's now up to 2.01 billion bushels. They added that 300 and some odd million production into the, or the 200 million into the numbers. Plus some. The beans were down to 795 from 1,045,000 in June. Obviously, there's cuts there. So again, it's, you know, bearish for the corn, bullish for the beans, but, you know, both were strong here today. Hard to figure. The wheat was lowered to 1 billion bushel carryout, down from 1,072,000. That's a touch friendly. The world stocks were down about 8 million, so that's a bit friendly. Production was up 18 million from the June report, a little bit bearish, yet the wheat rallied anyway. So I don't know what they were really looking at here, but the bottom line is maybe it's the weather, maybe it's the hurricane, maybe it's the drier weather. We were supposed to get rains in Chicago last night, didn't get them. I didn't think the markets would do what they did here today. Once I saw these numbers, I was very surprised. We rallied the wheat 23 cents off the lows. We rallied the corn 18 off the lows. The beans 12 off the lows. You would have thought the beans would have been the strongest in here, but they weren't. So anyway, we've got good closes, good reaction to the report, and looks like we can move higher. If we can get just a higher close tomorrow, I think that would be very impressive. And corn, wheat, and beans. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.